Excuse me? Oh. Yeah, I suppose it is a little odd to find someone reading in a tavern at a busy hour like this. I've asked the library about allowing me to stay late, but I don't exactly look like a bookworm, and it's not like a traveling half-elf gets a whole lot of favors from strangers in the first place. It's fine. And they don't serve wine at the library, right? Yeah, the good stuff is probably locked in the bookkeeper's desk. Top shelf stuff, I'm sure. No, I don't mind the noise. It's actually kind of nice. If I get tired of reading, I just watch. I imagine you get to do a lot of watching as well. I'm not really into socializing, but sometimes it's just nice to be around people. Friends? No, not really. The whole traveling sellsword thing isn't exactly conducive to making friends. My only repeat customers are curmudgeonly merchants who need an escort. Not the sort of escort you'd find charming the drunkards here at your fine establishment. Yeah, those old codgers love me because I don't talk much. Well, usually. Well, I'm talking to you because you bring me wine and you laugh at my jokes. I'm easier to win over than I look, probably. Me? Lonely? I'm gonna need another cup of wine if we're gonna get into all that. Wait, no, I wasn't... There they go. I should go. It's late, I'm tired. Yeah, definitely tired. I shouldn't even be spending the coin on this wine. I have to hit the road early tomorrow. Yeah. Yep, I'm leaving right now. Oh, you're back already. You're fast. I was actually thinking I should get going. It's late and I've... What? No, I'm not running. What do I have to run from? You? Look, you're very kind and very cute. Not exactly a recipe for what I'd consider threatening. Wait, hold on. Did you say this drink was on you? You've discovered my fatal flaw, you see. A hard rule to never turn down free alcohol. All right, but I'm only staying for one more drink. I've got places to go, people to see. And by see, I mean stab. Alright. I'm not really sure when I'll be back around. I go wherever the money is. Though I'll admit, I found a quaint little spot in the woods to set up camp. And, I mean, it beats a lot of the other questionable places I've had to lay my head recently. So who knows? You might find me sitting here again sometime in the future. I'm not running from anything. No, really. It's more like I'm trying to spare others. I've got a storm cloud hanging over my head, but the lightning only ever seems to strike the people around me. Look. I guess what it is that I can face a lot of things. Not much scares me. But the people close to me getting hurt just because they had the misfortune of caring about me? That's terrifying. All right. You got a little bit out of me. You're lucky I like you. Or perhaps unlucky. I'm kidding. I don't think fate would frown upon me for having a pleasant conversation with a sweet barkeep. This has been purely transactional. Let me believe that. And if you'll believe it too, well, maybe we can meet again soon. Thank you for all of this. All of the wine, I mean. All right. I've kept you long enough. Have a great rest of your night. Oh, my name? I'm Hal. It's been a pleasure. Don't look at me like that. Thank you. Until next time.